In 2012, there were 588 homicides and non-fatal shootings in Baltimore. That number gives chills to epidemiologists, city officials, police officers, and anyone paying attention. Safe Streets site director James Timpson has been working on this issue for years. Contrary to what some may assume, he says, the gun violence isn't all gang-related.
I mean, it could just be a simple argument over a can of soda. Or do you owe me a dollar?
Timpson is looking at gun violence through a different lens. Rather than focusing on illegal guns or getting the police involved, he's part of a team that focuses on the behavior and the mentality that would lead someone to pick up a gun to solve a dispute.
The big thing that we push and we want them to understand is that shootings, killings, using guns to solve problems is not normal. It's abnormal behavior.
And that's the mission of Safe Streets, a violence prevention program out of the city's health department. They hire ex-offenders who are from the target neighborhood, who used to run the neighborhood streets, to go out in the night and tap into the hottest spots with the greatest conflicts.
Part of the motto is having the credible messengers, and that's really important. So while they do have criminal backgrounds, I think in the Safe Streets program, it's a benefit because they know exactly what we're looking for. They know who we're trying to target. They know how to talk to them, how to target them, how to deal with them, and they respond well to the guys. So I think it works out.
Safe Streets is based in the health department because it treats gun violence like an epidemic, a behavior that spreads. Gary Slutkin is a public health specialist and founder executive director of Cure Violence, the model for Safe Streets and other programs like it.
It's the health sector that is charged for doing everything that relates to improving our behaviors for a healthier life, whether it's exercise behavior, eating behavior, smoking behavior, sexual behavior, even, think AIDS, violent behavior. So violence is just a behavior, and outreach and behavior change is the expertise of health departments.
It might seem like an understatement to say gun violence is unhealthy, but that's the basis for Slutkin's theory, and it spread to 8 countries, and in 15 states in the U.S., there are 50 sites, 4 in Baltimore. As public health workers, Timpson says he and his crew focus on teaching and urging one message.
We're going to solve this problem without violence.
But what about the linkage between drugs and guns?
But the guy on the corner selling drugs, I mean, we just want to make sure that he doesn't pick that gun up.
The idea is that first the guns get put down, then the other issues can get tackled. But nothing can get accomplished when people pick up a gun every time there's a problem. For the most part, this approach is helping. Last year, Johns Hopkins released a study that showed overall success. It inspired them to go ahead with the Park Heights site that opened earlier this year. But the program is not without its critics, and perhaps the most important critics come from the communities themselves. On a recent day, Nependa Fisher, 24, stood in front of a Safe Streets sticker, one of the many ways the program tries to spread its name, along with T-shirts and community picnics. She said she has a low opinion of the program.
But they're not doing nothing but recruiting people in to sell drugs for real. They're not recruiting them to, oh, let's take y'all to the Power Center, let's take y'all skating, let's take y'all to do this. They recruit them so they can walk around here telling, Willie, what? Safe Streets, but you out here selling drugs. I mean, it just don't make no sense.
At a recent peace walk in McElderry Park in East Baltimore, Lori Toscano, the health department's director of Safe Streets, challenged that recruiting notion.
They may see guys in uniform hanging out around on the corners with highest risk individuals, and that's really what they should be doing.
But she says she knows they need the public's buy-in. It's something they're constantly working on, she says. As for the city's buy-in, at the U.S. Conference of Mayors earlier this summer, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake showed her support of the program, noting that it's a key strategy to reducing shootings and homicides. Baltimore has covered 20% of the program's funding since its inception in 2007. The Department of Justice, the state, and private foundations have come up with the rest of the $8 million over the past 6 years. Gardnell Carter has been with McElderry Park's Safe Streets site since the beginning of the program.
I guess we could paint the picture of like a mini Las Vegas, especially here on Monument Street. It was activity all day, all night. It was like nobody never slept. It's a heroin town. It always has been a heroin town, right, for drug opportunity.
Carter says the program took a little while to establish roots.
Understand, with any new program that's coming into East Baltimore, people are going to be skeptical of them, especially East Baltimore, because it's been program after program that had came here. Some have stayed, some have gone. So the residents have mixed feelings about it. And so they do their homework on you as you trying to build rapport and relationships with them. I think what it made it easier is that we lived in the community. And so that made our segue into this a little easy.
Carter says the job never really ends for Baltimore's 24 public health workers who wear the orange Safe Streets T-shirts in the middle of the night.
You know, because sometimes you can turn this compassion and this commitment on and it doesn't turn off, because even though we work the 8-hour schedule, but if we get a phone call, then we on the job. We take a lot of things that go on in this job very personal because we know where we once were.
A few hours later, on Friday morning, McElderry Park saw its first shootings in 71 days, one homicide and one non-fatal shooting. Carter says he knew both the men and that this is a senseless tragedy for the community. I'm Mary Rose Madden reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.